Good morning. Glad to have everyone here. Carol Danielson is back. Be sure and tell her ciao. But what was the beginning? She had the joke for this morning. Why did the apostles go fly fishing? Why did the apostles go fishing? For the halibut. Carol Danielson brought that back from her trip from Venice and wherever, so we share that. Welcome, good morning. If you're following us online, we greet you. We hope that you are having a good experience virtually. And it always amazes me to think of our different parishioners, our different friends, our family that's scattered from New York to Washington to wherever. So greetings and good morning to all. In the back of the bulletin, you see the calendar for this coming week. I'm not aware of any other things that need to be announced. The church conference, you see it listed there. We are planning to have that with Reverend Mike Bergman officiating. Other announcements, things that need to be added to that. Have we thought about hanging of the greens, Mark? Saturday after Thanksgiving, yeah. Saturday morning. Do we have a time, 10?
Catch me on the spot. There's no thought.
I know, and I didn't think of it till just now. So Mark and I are brainstorming. Your lay leader and I are brainstorming.
Yeah,
10 o'clock, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we will adorn the sanctuary in its Advent livery. Join us. Join us and help us. Other announcements. Thanks for the good of the order as we are coming and as we're gathering this morning. Paya, do you have any announcements that we need to remember through as we're coming forward? Can't think of any. Diana, you had a something, please. Diana Hunt.
Melba and I have had a wonderful idea that maybe this year we could do a little pre-planning for Christmas and do some of the wreaths and stuff. So if anybody has got any kind of artistic ability, I have very little, but I'm going to willing to try. So it's going to be Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock here, excuse me, in the bell room. So if you can make it, we'd love to have you help us.
Okay.
Okay.
Some reworking of the wreaths. All right. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order. All right, I don't see any others. Let's set aside everything and begin our day with the Lord. Shall we do that? All right, stand, wave hello to everyone. Let's go to our call to worship.
Okay, will you join me in the call to worship? One Lord God, join us on this day of remembrance.
Lord, today
we honor those who have gone before us. As your people, we come to you as we recognize our veterans.
Lord,
help us to acknowledge their deeds, to celebrate them without glorifying war. We come in worship,
turning our
join us in the hymn, This Is Our Song, number 437.
Here are my
The scripture lesson for this morning comes from Amos 5, 18 to 24. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek and live. Alas, for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light. As if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it. I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of the well-being for your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The word of the Lord.
As you noted in our liturgy, this is Veterans Day. This is the Sunday that we acknowledge that. And I want to take a moment and acknowledge veterans. If you have served, we'd like you to stand. If you have responded to that call and gone, and if you are a family of those who went to serve and supported them, if you'll stand. We want to acknowledge you and acknowledge one another, so we give thanks. Thank you for your service. As it said in our call to worship, we celebrate you and your achievements and your abilities without glorifying war. And as we hear the drumbeats of war in our community around us, the older and wiser we get, the more we are aware. May the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, guide us that we might continue on. In our prayers, we want to list all of those who you see listed on the back of the bulletin. Zach, Renee's son Zach, has a ruptured spleen. We want to continue to be aware of him. Renee wanted us to lift him. You see all of the others. We will be celebrating Bill Young's memorial service next Saturday morning at 11. Come and join, finger food following, but celebrate Bill and his fellowship, his connection with part of your church family. Sue Anderson does not have a service, but they attended a graveside, but we acknowledge her as well. Are there other prayer concerns that you would lift this morning that are not in the bulletin or that need to be shared? Paya.
I'm asking for prayers for my two sisters-in-law. Via will be induced on Tuesday. She lives here. And the other was rushed yesterday to the hospital. She gave birth because of high blood pressure. They had to induce her. She has a healthy baby boy, and we praise God for that. I lost my grandma yesterday in Tonga. A great aunt last week, and then another aunt earlier this week. So one is in LA, one is in Hawaii.
Okay, lots of prayers and concerns. Celebrations of new birth, even as we are in the midst of acknowledging life and death and life again. Thank you, Ms. Paya. Debbie Gunther.
Come on, run.
I want to keep two friends of mine. They both lost their fathers in the last week. Charlotte McDonald lost her dad yesterday, and another friend that lost her dad 2 weeks ago. Thank you.
Okay. Tell them they are in our thoughts and prayers. That milestone of change and a difficult one. Other prayers? I continue to lift prayers for those innocents caught in the midst of conflicts that are not of their doing, but they are caught up in and unable to escape. Prayers for them, prayers that they might know we are aware of them, praying for them, doing what we can whenever we can, and grieving their loss. Others, any other prayers of concern? I do have a birthday list for today. Is today the 12th? All right, I'm on the right Sunday. Alex and Audrey Burns will be having an anniversary on Wednesday. And then Alex Burns has a birthday on Saturday. He'll be 31. And Jeanette Boyles will be 90 on next Sunday. So those are the prayers and celebrations. What is 90? Nonagenarian? You'll go with it since nobody can come up with a different. I should learn the name for that. We have more 90s now than we have octogenarians. So celebrations of longevity. Amen. Other prayers of celebration. Ruella, please wait for the microphone.
Well, I have a joy. And I know it's a joy that Larry had. On Friday, our granddaughter invited him to her school as her veteran of the day. They made posters for their special veterans, putting all the information about their service. They had the band playing songs while they served him donuts and coffee. And he found out the school actually says the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. So that was such a joy to me to hear all that.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Other joys, other. I have to share one kind of an interesting event. We were stopped at a stoplight, Melissa and I, with our windows down. It was a beautiful fall day. And all of a sudden, a flash of yellow flew into the front of the car, and Melissa leaped back in shock, and I prepared to defend her, and they were golden leaves falling off the trees and blowing into our car. We both laughed afterwards, but we were ready to do battle there for a moment. It was being invaded. Celebrations of the beauty of the fall, celebration of the harvest, prayers for the harvesters and the families, and that all that be done safely. Amen. No other prayer concerns or celebrations. Let's turn to our unison prayer and read responsively. Let us give thanks to God for the land of our birth and all the wonder of our country's story. For those who in all times and places have been true and brave, and in the world's troubling ways have lived upright lives as people faithful to the Lord, we give thanks, O Lord. For those who serve their country in its hour of need, and especially for those who give their lives in that service, we give you thanks, O God. Almighty God, as this day brings memories of those we have lost a while, may it also bring your consolation and the assurance that our loved ones are alive now and forever in your loving presence. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving God, we pause to acknowledge your omnipotence, your grace, your love, to acknowledge you, the author of all creation, and to you acknowledging the gift of our salvation. As we come before you, Lord, we are in the midst of this world, which is not the Garden of Eden. We ask you to give us strength in the midst of trials and tribulations, to give us humility in the midst of prosperity, to nudge us from our apathy, to comfort us in our pain and loss. We celebrate lives and births and children. We grieve the loss of those we have known for a while. Guide us, empower us, and lead us into that time that becomes more sweet than bitter. And we can turn and remember back and celebrate those that have been with us, that led us, that mentored us, those saints among us. We lift them all, Lord, as we lift those who are in harm's way today. And we pray for a time and place when they will not have to be in harm's way. And when we might be in worlds gathered more in peace than in conflict. We understand, Lord, this is not the Garden of Eden. We understand our task is to do the best we can do here and now in the world in which we are caught up, a world partly of our own making. Lord God, guide us and inspire us and instill in us your spirit and your direction. Teach us how to be people that fearlessly and authentically follow the Prince of Peace. Hear us, Lord, as we come and gather in your name with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I offer thanks to you for your gifts and offerings, for your talents and your energy, for your thoughts and prayers, as we are about this church, this body of Christ, and as we are about Christ in the world. I ask Barbara to lead us in an offertory.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the scripture, Matthew 25, 1 to 13, found in your Pew Bible in the New Testament, numbers page 26 and 27. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there is not enough for you and for us. You better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet and shut the door. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day or the hour.'" The word of the Lord.
I'm inviting Stephanie forward with all the kiddos. Our video is Stand Together. Is that what we decided on? Stand Together? All right. We've done that before. Alex, Audrey, you guys come. Your anniversary is coming up. You should come down and dance too if you want. Any others? All right.
Thanks for watching.
Upon his word, and whatever comes our way, we are strong.
invite you to be seated. The parable Jesus told in the New Testament, the 10 bridesmaids. How many of you heard that for the first time this morning? There's a danger in beginning to hear a scripture and saying, oh, I know this one, and tuning out. I speak from experience. And yet if we pause and we really look and grab a hold of things, we realize Christ talks to us over and over again with new messages, new ways of living and understanding, new inspiration, and renews our connection to the Lord. Amen? So, preparation for waiting. Five bridesmaids run out of oil. The parable obviously is about waiting for Christ's coming. He's the bridegroom, and they're waiting for his arrival. And some are prepared and have extra oil, and some have not, and they run out of oil. And the ending is kind of harsh. The ones who ran out of oil, they get there later, and the door is closed. So if you're not in tune with and connected with and ready, it's not going to go well. It is a reminder, for me at least, that things don't go according to our timetable, but more by God's timetable. I was noticing that when we had communion. Neil and I were at the table, and I just realized how very much the Tongans can teach us about letting go of some of our anxiety about time and agenda. Now, in our modern society, with connecting online and cameras and connecting people and doing everything that has to come together, we're now timing things down to the millisecond. Computers talking in nanoseconds. It can become its own set of handcuffs. It can constrain us. But nonetheless, we tend to want to be in control, and especially of things with time. And here are the bridesmaids that are aware that it's not up to them to determine time. And it is not up to us to say, this is how it should go here and now. The wise bridesmaids are willing to prepare, knowing that it might be a long wait. It might be a long, dark night before we see the dawn. We pause and don't always acknowledge that God is in our midst, especially when it comes to injustices. I see that at time and again where an injustice has occurred, and the news, which is instantaneous and everywhere, finds the people who have been impacted, and they are eager for justice, for vengeance. It may not come in our time, but God always will be the judge at the end of time, and everyone will meet the judge in God's time. Do we have the bridesmaids up there? Miss Paya, can we? So that was the first, I couldn't find any real good pictures of the 12 bridesmaids, and I was hunting around for fine art, and none of the great artists apparently have done much with it, but there are the five, and they're five, but it was another painting that drew my attention. Paya, could we go to the next painting? Next slide. No, that's Amos. I think we have sleeping bridesmaids in there. Do we have sleeping bridesmaids? No? No, all right, so we don't. That's all right. You might see on the left-hand side there are some that are seated. But there was another picture I found, and they were waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, and they had fallen asleep. It's interesting to pause and to acknowledge that phrase and to realize that it might be possible for us to fall asleep in our faith, in our journeys, in our attendance to God and God's call to us. We have been noticing in our churches diminishing numbers. It is not just this church. It is not just the United Methodist Church. It's all churches. It is all organizations. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Elks, Moose, Masons. They are all seeing a decline in people who are a part of that gathering. Some of that has to do with commitment, I suppose. I don't know for sure. But there's a common terminology now going around. If you get a survey, they'll ask you, or check a box. Are you Christian? Are you Muslim? Are you Jewish? Are you another faith? Or are you none of the above? And the majority are now marking the none of the above. So we call them nuns. Not N-U-N-S, as is the habit. But nuns as in N-O-N-E-S. Intriguingly, even amongst the nuns, the majorities are still believers. They believe, but the vessel that helps them connect isn't there. They are not a part of any church, because our churches are human endeavors that are full of failures and mistakes and missteps and divisions and hubris and everything else that we do wrong. And so a lot of people fall away from churches. It's dangerous to acknowledge that they have not connected with us. And the next part of that is it may be dangerous for us if we do not acknowledge that they are still out there and we need to connect. The book of Amos, one of the minor prophets. You know, there's major prophets and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and you don't have to be familiar with all of those, but there are different ones of them. He was an 8th century prophet, and he was talking about a set of people who God is pretty angry with. Did you get that? But God is speaking through Amos, and he's talking about people who have fallen asleep, just like the bridesmaids. They have become prosperous. Life is good, and you don't need to pray to God when everything's going well. In fact, I know a couple of families that I used to know that now we don't go to church because they ask us to put money in the offering plate, and I worked hard for this money. I myself earned this, and I don't think I should be giving it to a church. Now, I don't want to argue with them at that point, but some of them are very gifted and talented people, and I want to ask them, where do you think you got your gifts and talents from? Diane is talking about revamping the wreaths, and she excluded me from inviting me to help work on them. Did you hear that? If you have any artistic ability, she said. And right there, I checked the none. I am not an artist. I can do stick figures if I get lucky. It's been that way my whole life. I am just not gifted there. Sometimes I can make computers do things I want. Sometimes I can make machines work. That's part of my gift. Maybe being a pastor is part of my gift. I don't know. I'm waiting to find that out. Time will tell. But Amos is pretty harsh as he tells the people what God has explained to them, that some of those who have prospered are prospering while others are suffering. Alas, to you who desire the day of the Lord, it is not light, it is darkness. As if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear. Holy mackerel, my dad told a story. He was hiking on Grand Mesa. And he came around a bend, and there were two bear cubs eating berries. And he froze, and every sense of his was heightened. And he said, I could feel the wind blowing in my face. He said, that helped. And then he looked, and further down the path was Mama Bear. And he said, so I just stepped backwards till I was completely out of sight, and earshot. And he says, and then I quickly made my way to the truck. You want to talk about the 100-yard dash. Don't ever come between a mama bear and her cubs, whether that's bears or mamas or what. We will go down then. You went into a house and you rested your hand against the wall and were bitten by a snake. These are ill things. These are not good news. God is not helping them out. And they come and they worship and they celebrate and make a joyful noise. And God says, I will not listen to the melodies of your harps. They make offerings for their sin. They make tributes. They apologize and they come and offer grain offerings and offerings and atonement. I will not accept them, God says. These people are, they're on the naughty list. There is no question. It's bleak. You can understand why people would not want to invite Amos to the party, social gatherings. Amos does not bring glad tidings. Amos is bringing the words of God that are bad news. But there is hope. Did you hear that hope? But do justice. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That's the call. Whatever else has been going on, whatever else, get involved with helping those others. Simple words, do justice, pursue righteousness. Hard to do. Not easy to achieve in any way we look at it. I can't help wondering as I was putting this together, I thought, isn't that what loving one another really is? Is caring about justice, caring about righteousness. Those others who are experiencing, if we truly loved them, we would do something to help them. And so there sits Jesus' first commandment. As I was poking around, I was poking for pictures to fit in with some of this going on. And you're familiar with the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. We've got, oh, there's the sleeping. Did you just find it, Paya? Is she good or what? Thank you, Paya. That's the prophet Amos. And there's the Sistine Chapel, and I've always marveled at that. You're familiar with that. Some of you have maybe been there. How many of you have been able to see that in person? Golly, I'd love to go. But I thought it's all the Bible stories. It's all kinds of stuff, including myths, included in the ceiling. I'd like to sit and stare at them and figure them out. And so I kind of did some studying, and I got pretty lost pretty quickly. But nonetheless, this one's pretty straightforward. God inspiring life into Adam. Creation out of chaos, out of the nothingness and the disorder on all things, God brought humanity. So I found another picture. Could we have the next slide there? That familiar to any of you this morning? Front of your bulletin. I printed it there and I sat and I stared at that and I thought, this is kind of an interesting sort of thing. This is like the Sistine Chapel, isn't it? It is that connection between God down at the bottom here and I assume that's humanity on the other side. And that bothered me. So the next slide, I flipped it. And now, did we get both slides? So here now, God, I believe God has got to be up at the top and humanity striving for. And so there's Adam. You see, they're reaching out for each other. God is and Adam is trying to reach. And look how Adam is doing that. There's a pyramid of people building up a ladder, holding him up, supporting him, moving him up. And I thought in that, I said there's something very important about that. And as we think about how we're responding and not falling asleep and doing righteousness and justice and all of that, I thought there's one piece that we need to be careful to reflect. And that is we don't do it alone. Here it is together. In churches, we do it as a community, hopefully, theoretically. But in whatever endeavors, we may not be able to achieve much alone. I know of people who say, well, I like to go and worship. I go by myself and find nature and connect with God. And I understand that. I do the same thing at times. But to do the will and the work of our Lord, we are called to do righteousness and justice, to love one another. And we might not be able to achieve much by ourselves, but we can together. We can as a group gather together. And it's essential that we decide how and where to do that, and that we invest in doing that to love one another, so that we might do what God called us to do. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Today, this day, there are injustices all around. Today, there are divisions all around. Today, we are caught up in a nation now that is taking different protesters from the two different nations in the Middle East who are in conflict, and it appears that one has to take sides. I refuse. I will not be caught up in that militant that debate between them, but I will find ways to be in loving relationship to all of them. Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. May it be so. Amen. Turned out to be a heavy sermon, but you know, that's what the scripture was about. That passage from Jesus, 10 bridesmaids and 5 of them are not going to be let in. Fair warning. Let's be among the 5 that have oil for our lamps. Let's stand and sing. Together we serve. Faith We Sing, number 2175. Mark, would you help lead us?
We seek to become song.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Barbara. And thank you, all of you, for gathering, being part of a community working together. We are about doing God's work. If it is possible, we will find how we are called. And God reaches out to us where one or more are gathered. Amen? In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go and be the people called by Christ. Let's join hands and sing our closing. God's people said, amen.